It is our great pleasure to be able to have greetings from His Honor, the Mayor of Los Angeles, Mayor James Hahn.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I was supposed to come by here last week, I know, and I apologize for that, but we were having one of, I think it was the last debate in the mayor's race, and so that went over a little long, and I know that everybody had to get home to prepare for Passover. I want to wish all of you a very happy Passover. Hope that it has been a wonderful time for all of you to be with family. Certainly, I am very honored to have served this city for so many years, especially a pleasure to be mayor of a city where you have so much diversity. Sometimes people say that's our biggest challenge, and I believe that's our greatest opportunity, the diversity of this city, people from all different countries of the world, from all religious backgrounds, coming together in one place to see what we can do to make this a better city. So I just wanted to come by and say hello, and it's always a pleasure for me to be here at Sinai, whether we were here for the men's dinner recently. Wonderful concerts have been here with the symphonies. It's a wonderful place to see that. Certainly here for services for Yom HaShoah. This congregation is a powerful one in this city, one that continues to make its mark and to have its influence felt throughout the entire city of Los Angeles. I also want to congratulate our Bar Mitzvah, Mr. Kohansadeh. Congratulations to you today. And on behalf of the city of Los Angeles, I want to congratulate you on reaching this important milestone in your life. Shabbat Shalom.
I just want to say that not every bar and bat mitzvah gets to be greeted by a dignitary of the... we try, but no, it is a great pleasure for us to have you here. Mr. Mayor, thank you very much, and thank you for your warm wishes, and also for your graciousness in visiting us in the past and also trying to visit us during this very hectic time. This is, as you know, a very busy Shabbat with Shir HaShirim and the Hallel and Passover. And so what I would like to do is to encapsulate very briefly a message that closes up this holiday of freedom. You know that we read again and again in the Haggadah and in the story of Passover that God took the Israelites out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. And Rabbi Ephraim Lunschitz in the Middle Ages said the reason God needed a mighty hand and an outstretched arm wasn't because of the Egyptians. It was to force the Israelites out. Because no one wants to change. Whether you live in comfort or you live in slavery, change is hard. In fact, according to a near contemporary of his, Rabbi Shmuel Mulliver, the reason why the Red Sea had to close after the Israelites passed through it was so that they couldn't get back again. Because if God had left the Red Sea open, they would have turned right around when they saw the desert and headed back. So the message of the holiday is, you have to be different. That freedom demands of us to force ourselves not to stay in the old patterns that preceded the opportunity to be free. When you are not free, you cannot change. When you are free, it is frightening to change. And the challenge of the Pesach season is the challenge, in fact, that Emerson said he carried with him his whole life. The most important intellectual influence on Ralph Waldo Emerson wasn't Plato, wasn't Shakespeare, wasn't even his father, who was a well-known preacher in New England. It was his aunt, Mary Moody Emerson. And when he was a young man, she said to him, "Always do what you are afraid to do." That is the essential lesson of life. If you're scared of it, do it. So on this Pesach season, what is it that you know would grow your soul that you are frightened to do? That's the sea you have to walk through. That's what you must decide. There is nothing more dangerous to religious life, to spiritual life, to emotional life, than the deadening of constant routine. If you cannot change, you cannot grow. Some changes can be subtle and small. You can leave your cell phone in your car when you come into synagogue. It's a small change, but a good one. Some of them can be enormous. The direction of your life, the neglect of our relationships to each other and to God, our practice and study of our tradition and of our faith. The poet Rilke, in his poem on glancing at the torso of Apollo, ends the poem with an exhortation. He says that what he learned from looking at that piece of art is simply this: you must change your life. That's the lesson of the Pesach. For a week, we eat differently, we worship differently, we tell the story in a different way, and it is to let us know that in fact we can be different, that the enslavement of self in our day and in our time is just that, an enslavement by ourselves, of ourselves. Min ha-metzar karati yah, says the psalmist. From the narrow straits I called to you, O God. Anani v'merchav yah, you answered me and widened the world. The world does not get wider geographically, topographically, but you can widen the world inside of yourself, expand your soul, change your life. Walk through the sea and never go back. Shabbat Shalom.